This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke. Thanks so much for tuning in today. The city of Waukesha has been toiling over a tedious application to which a lot of people are paying attention. The city has a nagging water issue. As its deep aquifer depletes, Waukesha is drawing up higher concentrations of radium, and that led to a court order to come up with a solution by 2018. And that led Waukesha to draft the first application to draw water from one of the Great Lakes after the Great Lakes Compact was sealed. Waukesha is allowed to make its case because it fits a unique criteria of the compact. The city is located within a county that straddles the Great Lakes Basin. But a collection of conservation and environmental groups called the Compact Implementation Coalition has banded together to serve as a watchdog to ensure a strong Great Lakes Compact. The group sent a letter to the Wisconsin DNR last week calling on the agency to make Waukesha's application public and to hold ample public hearings in order to allow citizens to weigh in on the process. Coalition member Peter McAvoy tells WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz the coalition's concern is the evolving nature of Waukesha's request.
They've changed where they want to get their water from, where their pipelines would be. They've changed water conservation practices. Their water use is, in fact, changing. In fact, it's been declining from what we can tell over the past several years. They also have changed significantly where they would discharge their wastewater. But none of this has been developed in a way that the general public can understand. So we're asking at this point in time that when they come in with their revised application with all of these major changes, that it be in one document, that it would be understandable to the general public. It would really do an honest and objective analysis of different alternatives that the public could understand, and that we're asking the Department of Natural Resources at this time, given all of these changes, that they hold public hearings on that document before they begin their internal review.
Aren't public hearings part of the application process? So why does the coalition feel it needs to call publicly for public hearings?
Well, that's a great question, because when the department gets to the point of actually completing its draft environmental impact statement and its technical review, it intends and will go out for public hearings. But what we're saying is that time period is actually going to be fairly short. We believe that at this time, the application itself, the revised application, should be put out for public review and comment, and the department itself will gain from the public's comments before they begin their internal review.
Okay.
And not be limited in the public's opportunity to hear and see what this new application or revised application will look like.
What's the coalition's key concerns? Is it how the DNR is undertaking the process of its review? Do you feel that they've adequately asked for a complete application?
From everything that we've seen and in our dealings with the Department of Natural Resources officials, they have done what we had hoped they would do. They've been very professional about this. We think that the reason why it's taking as long as it is the department has been asking for detailed information from the city of Waukesha. How much and to what extent that information is actually answering some of these questions, we don't know at this point. But so we're not really quibbling up to this point with the way the department has conducted itself, not at all. I honestly think because this is a complicated document, it's already, from what the city and the department is saying, is several thousands of pages long. It has changed, as I said, not only where the water will come from, how it will get out there, how it will be treated, where it will be brought back, under what circumstances, what communities will be impacted. All of that has changed over the past year, year and a half. And we would like to see that laid out in a way for the affected communities and the general public to have an opportunity to review it.
If you look at the DNR's website, and if you've gone to previous public meetings, the DNR outlines the Great Lakes Compact review criteria for a community within straddling county. Do you find the criteria lacking in any ways, or is that a solid framework?
I guess the way I would respond to that is that the criteria that the department is employing it really gets to the question of how it's responded to. And there's an important distinction between Wisconsin's law, its implementing legislation, and the compact provisions themselves. Now, Wisconsin has taken an interpretation of the compact that we're not sure that the other states and the Canadian provinces will agree with, but we believe that Wisconsin is trying to interpret the state law accurately. Whether or not the other states and the Canadian provinces agree is a different issue. Where we have some disagreements with perhaps how that is responded to in the application itself, and to the extent that the communities that would be incorporated into the application also fully understand what their obligations and responsibilities are and when those obligations and responsibilities are triggered, like on water conservation measures. But until we actually see the revised application and how the department is interpreting that, then ultimately, that will be, at that point, will be an important point for us to decide whether or not we agree or disagree with their decisions.
So I spoke with a DNR staffer who said that Waukesha's revised application should address the first point that the coalition pointed out, which is this revised application, and that scheduled hearings will depend on when Waukesha submits those revised materials. What's your reaction to that?
Well, we haven't seen it yet. So we've never seen a thorough analysis of some of these key components. And so we're in the dark about that, and so is the general public. So we'd like to see it, and when we see it, we'll know when we see it if it is, in fact, addressing some of these major issues. We would like to get away from these short press statements that they roll out, Waukesha rolls out, about these changes, and we'd rather see the substantive documents and see how they actually handled them.
The July 1st letter to the DNR is not the first expression of the coalition of concern about Waukesha's application to tap into Lake Michigan. What do you really hope to accomplish with this particular letter? I mean, do you think this is a pivotal time?
Well, it appears to be an important time, and we're being driven by the timeline that the city of Waukesha is putting out. We were going along and trying to track what we could from what they were saying they were proposing as part of the application. But they gave this very abbreviated, very quick timeline, saying that, well, they expect to have their application in fact, I think they were saying they were going to have it in this week, and that then they expected the Department of Natural Resources would do its internal review, and then they would be done. The state of Wisconsin would be done with its entire review, public hearings, et cetera, by the end of this year, and that it would be forwarded to the other states and the Canadian provinces for review and their comment. We thought, given the complexity of this, that when you start laying out those kinds of timelines, well, we better get the public involved in this as soon as they have a revised application so we can look at it, because it is very complicated.
Of course, Waukesha is under court order to come up with that ultimate solution.
That's correct. They do have a court order that they're living under. That's in 2018. It's interesting if they can meet their current and foreseeable future water supply needs without going through this new, very extensive process of moving water out of Lake Michigan, taking it across the subcontinental divide, using it, treating it, and bringing it back, that the shorter course of action and maybe the cheaper, more effective short-term solution, short-term being maybe several decades, that maybe it's within their power, within their existing water supplies, to meet the water and clean water, drinking water, for their residents, to meet it that way with other alternatives than this major diversion application. There are a number of practices that we were suggesting over the past several years that in combination may help the community do that. We'll see how they address that those issues in this revised application. But it really is going to come down to whether the residents of the city of Waukesha, and then in this expanded service area to include a number of the other towns outside of the city of Waukesha, whether or not those folks believe that that's the most sensible way to go. The course that they're on is going to trigger a massive review and regulatory process that we've never seen before. And why the Canadians in an article just yesterday in Toronto were pointing out that this is raising alarm bells across the border and throughout the Great Lakes Basin, because they understand that this is the first precedent for the Great Lakes Compact. And people are concerned about that in New York and Toronto and Minnesota and everywhere else.
In the coalition's heart of hearts, is it opposed on principle simply to the idea of Waukesha someday drawing water from Lake Michigan at all?
No. We have never been opposed to diversions per se. We did not oppose or get involved in a negative way with the New Berlin diversion. So our coalition is about ensuring that the compact will be effectively implemented. Just a few weeks ago, there was a major case that was brought to the U.S. Supreme Court, and it involved Texas and Oklahoma. It involved an interstate compact. That was a very important decision. This is not something to take lightly. And we're concerned that the compact and the arrangement between the Great Lakes states and the provinces will be honored and faithfully implemented. That's what we're all about. If Waukesha can make the case that it really is in a unique circumstance and that it should get a diversion and they can establish that, our coalition would go along with that. We haven't seen it yet, but it's possible that they can make that case and make a compelling case not only to the state of Wisconsin, but to the other states as well.
Peter McAvoy is a member of the Compact Implementation Coalition. He spoke with Susan Bentz. If Waukesha is to be successful, its application will ultimately require approval from all states and Canadian provinces that border the Great Lakes. There's more at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. We're going to take a short break, but keep listening when we return what we can learn about collaboration from the business experience of Thomas Edison. This is Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio.